The month of April, it is Sexual Assault Awareness Month and Child Abuse Prevention Month. And we're so lucky right here in the Tri-County area to have Safe Passage that's on the front lines when it comes to these topics. Here in the studio, we have Nicole Casaselli. She's a board member, as well as Joan Harris, who's the operations director. And good morning to you both.
Hola.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Joan, you've got such a great personality. We were asking Joan before the microphones turned on how long you've been at Safe Passage, and you went there in 2012 as a volunteer, and what happened?
And they hired me for a job. And so here I am in 2025.
Well, they're lucky to have both of you for sure. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month and Child Abuse Prevention Month. And at Safe Passage, you all have a number of activities and events taking place. And the goal, Joan, is really just to have the conversation, to raise awareness, and to create a safe space for individuals who've experienced this to be able to come to you all and share their story and receive the help. Is that the ultimate mission here?
Absolutely. We think that it's important for the community, number one, to know that these things exist and happen in your community. You know, the people that we are seeing are your neighbors, your friends, your family members, your church members. So we want people to know that these things are happening right here in your community. And we also want survivors to know about the services that are available to them for free at Safe Passage. Safe Passage provides advocacy, therapy services, court accompaniment. We also have a 24/7 hotline with an actual person that survivors can call and speak to us if they need our help. And so we want survivors to know that we're here to assist them. We help people to make reports who've experienced sexual violence. Fun fact, South Carolina does not have a statute of limitations on reporting sexual violence, which is amazing. And most states don't have that. So if someone experienced a sexual assault in this state, it doesn't matter when it happened. They still have the opportunity to report it. There's also information for survivors to know, like right after they've been assaulted, there are steps that they can take to have evidence collected. They have 120 hours to have that evidence collected. But another wonderful thing about South Carolina is that you have the right to report anonymously, so you can have the evidence collected and have up to 1 year to decide if you would like to move forward with criminal charges. But at least you have your evidence collected that you can turn over to law enforcement. And I have to give a shout out to our wonderful law enforcement agencies that we work with in York and Union counties. They're really great, and we appreciate all that they do for our clients. So cannot tell you countless times that they will walk through hypothetical situations with us to help clients determine what steps they should take. And then we provide all of those follow-up services and wraparound services for them. We provide 24/7 hospital accompaniment. So anytime someone reports to one of the Piedmont hospitals in Rock Hill or Fort Mill, we respond out and stay there with the survivor and talk them through the process.
What a gift, for sure. Not only the services you're providing, but the empathy and love and encouragement and a listening ear that you're providing. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. We all love this work. We do say that you have to be a little bit crazy to do it, but we are all just a tad bit there, and we really enjoy this work and enjoy supporting survivors through these processes. And so we want people to know that the service is here and available for you. You know, just give us a call or hit us up on our website, you know.
Joan, what did the stats and figures show when it comes to sexual assault and child abuse here in our community, or what you all see?
So statistically, one in four men and one in three women will experience some type of assault in their lifetime, which is a crazy statistic to hear. And in knowing that so many people in our communities have been affected by the types of violence that we're looking at in child abuse and in sexual assault. Another thing that Safe Passage provides is forensic interviews. We do forensic interviews for law enforcement and the solicitor's office if there are allegations of some type of child abuse. So last year we had over 300 forensic interviews. So over 300 children in this area were interviewed as a result of there being some allegation of abuse or neglect or witness to some type of violence. And And then for those children, we're offering therapy services for them. We have a support group for the parents of children who've experienced abuse. And then we're providing wraparound services for that entire family, making sure that everyone in the household is getting the support that they need after experiencing these types of tragedies.
And you also have a shelter for them to take refuge in as well if they need to. Is that correct?
That's correct. Our shelter is for domestic violence. So we do, sexual assault is a component of domestic violence. So there are times that we do house people who've experienced sexual violence at the hands of a person that they were dating or married to. Mm-hmm. In South Carolina, we do have a marital rape law that allows you to report within 30 days of experiencing that assault. So not the statute of limitations on that. For marital assault, it is 30 days.
April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month and Child Abuse Prevention Month. Nicole Casaselli is a board member for Safe Passage. And throughout this month of April, Nicole, there are various opportunities for the community to, one, show their support to Safe Passage, but also to have this conversation and know again about the resources and resources out there. Walk us through some of the dates for some of these events.
Right. Actually, tonight at the Mercantile in Rock Hill, they are doing a screening of a documentary that was put out a couple years ago, called Victim Suspect. And I've heard it's very moving, and there's going to be a lot of conversation afterwards. But it's about how sometimes victims actually end up being the suspect in law enforcement eyes if they don't have the right evidence and things like that. So from what I've heard, it's very moving, and there will be a panel of discussion after that.
With some of our solicitors and law enforcement in the area will be on that panel.
Yeah.
So that's tonight, Tuesday, April the 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. And what's the location here?
The Mercantile.
That's yep. Right. Okay, perfect. Okay, beyond that, what's another date?
April 12th, we're having a Roco Roasting Company is going to host us, and we will get a percentage of those sales. That's from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., and there will be some live music by J.C. Riley, and Safe Passage will be out there answering questions. We'll have information about volunteering or, other services that we offer. And then we'll have...
On April 30th.
Well, actually, this just popped up last night. April 28th through May 30th, Noah's Art in TKK, it's a children's art studio, they are doing a whole spirit week for us. So they do art classes for kids, I believe, ages 2 to 12. Mm. And they have open studio time. So anytime during that open studio time, you can bring your kids in. It's $15 per child for them to just come in and use the art studio, and 10% of that will be going to Safe Passage. Again, you'll be able to pick up some information about our child advocacy center and what we do to help those child abuse situations. And then April 30th is Denim Day at Hobo's here in Rock Hill. And we will be there from...
We're going to be set up like all day, I think.
Yeah, I think we're there all day. Sorry, me and all my...
It's okay. It's a lot of dates and a lot of information.
Right. But Denim Day is, I don't know if you've heard of it before. Apparently in Italy back in 1999, there was a young lady who was assaulted. She was 18. And her perpetrator was convicted, but then later it was overturned, because he used the defense that her jeans were very, very tight. And the judge said that the only way for her perpetrator to have been able to assault her would have been for her to participate in removing her pants. So that was, again, I think that was, it was
yes.
And overturned
then
again.
The Italian parliament in protest of that decision wore jeans and so launched Denim Day.
Yeah. That was in 1999.
Yes. So now we wear jeans on the last Wednesday of April to support victims and survivors.
And another way you can show your support is you can get a blue mailbox ribbon and a yard sign. And if they want that, can they just swing by a Safe Passage to do so? Or how's the best way to get that information?
You can, there is information on our Facebook page about that. Also on the Safe Passage website. Then they can order it on there. You can swing by the office and pick those up. A yard sign is $20 donation, and a mailbox ribbon is a $10 donation, and that all goes to our Child Advocacy Center.
Joan, when you have support from the community in all of these events, what does it do to really the morale of what you all do there at Safe Passage? As you mentioned, there's a special personality trait that can work in the facilities and in the realm that you all work in and what you're exposed to. But when you have the buy-in from the community, I assume it bumps the morale up and really kind of helps you with your mission.
It means so much to us because we're here for the community. And so to see them supporting us and understanding what we're doing, it means everything to us. So we always appreciate their support.
Well, get out there and support Safe Passage during the month of April and throughout the rest of the year. But this is a time where a bright spotlight is shone on Sexual Assault Awareness Month and Child Abuse Prevention Month. Joan Harris is the Operations Director for Safe Passage. Nicole Casaselli is a board member for Safe Passage. Ladies, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.